Hello, everyone, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Roland McFarland, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. I encourage you to open your Bible and to search the Scripture with me to see whether or not the things we teach are true. Acts chapter 17, verse 11, commends the Jews of Berea for searching the Scriptures to see whether or not the things taught by the Apostle Paul were true. That should be our attitude also. If you have questions or comments regarding anything that we teach, we would like the opportunity to study the Bible with you. Check out our website at www.pinetopcoc.org and email us at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com or like us on Facebook. Our desire and intent is to speak where the Bible speaks and to be silent where the Bible is silent, that we may indeed speak as the oracles of God. If you're in the Lake Cumberland area of Kentucky, we invite you to the services of the Pine Top Church of Christ, 1102 Pine Top Road, Russell Springs, Kentucky, in the Windsor community of Russell County. We have Bible class beginning at 9 a.m. Central Time, followed by our worship service at 9:45, and then meet again at 4:30 Sunday evening. It's always exciting when we start a new year. New resolutions and new opportunities await us on this journey of life. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but it's also a new year towards eternity. But hey, that shouldn't be a downer statement. It should make us overjoyed to obtain salvation. But there are things that we all want and need to do in this life. Some of us are much closer to eternity than others, and we don't even know it. In Matthew 25, verse 13, it says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." One of two things is certain. Either our lives will end someday on this earth, or the Lord will return to gather all for eternity. We also know that the Lord's return will be unexpected, as is said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." So many people will desire one more chance to make themselves right before God, or one more opportunity to share the gospel with their loved ones. Friends, we don't know when we will get our last opportunity, so we should treat each day like it's the last time we may be able to share the light of Christ with others. Look in Luke chapter 16, where a rich man would have probably given all for one more opportunity. In verse 22 through 24 it says, "So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.'" I say he wished for one more opportunity to change because after death, he knows there's no alternative for him. He begs for a tiny moment of comfort, but when he realizes even that is too late, he begs for his family not to join him. Read verses 27 and 28. "Then he said, 'I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.'" The sad reality is that everyone in Hades shares the same will as this rich man. They beg for their loved ones to not join them, but their opportunities to change and to change others is past. Many people don't want to obey the gospel and do what's right because they fear what it may mean for their loved ones who have passed on. Well, just as I said a second ago, even if they were in Hades, they would beg for you to obey the gospel and not join them. Imagine if Judas Iscariot had taken advantage of his opportunity to repent of wickedness. Look in Matthew 27, verse 3 through 5. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. There was remorse for his actions, but he didn't repent and return to his Savior. Instead, Judas runs away from Christ and kills himself. Today, I guarantee he wishes he could redo that night and seek forgiveness from the Savior. But did you know Peter also betrays Christ? Now, he doesn't give him up for 30 pieces of silver, but he denies the Lord all the same. Turn back one chapter in Matthew 26, verse 74 and 75. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So he went out and wept bitterly. At this moment in time, Peter was nearly in the same spot as Judas. However, while Judas ran from his problem, Peter endures and seeks redemption from Christ. Read John 21, verse 17. He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Peter is faced with this three times denial of Christ. But we also see in this passage that Jesus pushes him on to serve him better than he had before. Let's look at some more individuals that did take advantage of their opportunities. The thief on the cross was a man who was literally at the end of his life. Yet when faced with Christ, he knew who had authority in this world. In Luke 23, verse 40 through 43, "But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" This man simply requests to be remembered by Christ. But as he is paying for his crimes, he is confessing the truth about Christ. Jesus was right there with him, and we know on earth Christ had the authority to forgive sins. An example of this is in Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Now, this is not to say that the thief on the cross is a good way for us to be saved today. First, Christ was physically present there, which is most important. But this man was also dying on a cross, which we wouldn't want to share in as well. The Word of God does tell us how we can be saved today, though. A man from Ethiopia, a eunuch, had been in Jerusalem and traveling back to his home country. This man happens upon Philip the evangelist. We know that God was behind this exchange, but it was still up to Philip and the eunuch to choose what they would do. Had the eunuch not heeded the lessons from Philip, he probably would never have seen him again. Read Acts chapter 8, verse 35 and 36. "Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Now they had previously been reading a prophecy about the death of the Messiah in Isaiah chapter 53. Philip explains the gospel of Christ and what obeying his will means. That's when the eunuch wishes to act and obey the will of Christ. He asks to be baptized. He asks for this because that is the action that puts him into the gospel of Christ. Read Romans chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. This man wanted to be washed in the blood of the Lamb he had just read about. And baptism is how we do just that. Philip continues in Acts chapter 8, verse 37 and 38. Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. We see along with baptism, the eunuch had to believe and confess Christ as Lord. All these things work together, and that man who may never have had another opportunity to obey the gospel was saved that day. We know this because after he is baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. I hope I have many opportunities to love others and share the gospel with them. But if this is my last opportunity, I beg all those who hear to look to the Word of God without interpretation from some preacher or some commentary or someone's opinion. Let God's Word speak for itself, and please obey it as this man did. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, it says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Please take the opportunity to know you have obeyed the gospel of Christ and grow in your faith. Let's search the scripture daily. Study the context, consider all the inspired writer said, and rightly divide the word of truth. In so doing, I think you'll come to the conclusion that there is a God, that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself to provide atonement for our sins, that the Bible is his holy word, and that we will face this God on the day of judgment. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Then in verse 21, he said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." But then in verse 24, Jesus said, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." We show our love for Jesus not by saying how much we love him, but by obeying what he has commanded. His commands are the commands of the Father. Therefore, we need to know what his commandments are, so that we can keep them and thus be ready to stand before him to give an account of our life. Again, if you have questions or comments, please email us at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. Thank you for being a part of this study. Until our next time together, have a blessed week.